Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Majors. You got Alec Medford. We are live from our brand new studios. We're going to talk with Mickey Spagnola in just, well, right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It's our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning on what has been a really tough day, sir.
Yeah, boy, you sure got that right, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the story, and let us know if any of this sounds off or if this is what you've heard. The story that we have heard from the Texas Department of Safety is that Marshawn Nealon was involved in a high-speed chase. The cops lost sight of the car. They found the car later with signs that it had been in an accident, and then they found Marshawn Nealon dead at the age of 24 via a self-inflicted gunshot.
I don't know if I've ever experienced something so sad and, tragic, just awful.
And
I think I can do this.
And if for any reason you can't, we totally understand it. I realize football is not the most important thing, but I keep thinking about the juxtaposition of this news.
I know.
Versus the punt, block, recovery, touchdown, and just that sense of freaking euphoria versus this. It is almost impossible to, like, wrap your brain around.
You know, the longer you live, you think you've seen everything, and then you see a little more. Just going from the euphoria of Tuesday making, you know, the trade deadline moves, everybody excited about Quinnen Williams being here on Wednesday, press conferences with the new guy, and then to plummet the very next day into such sorrow. I think that somewhere you got to thank the scheduling gods that the Cowboys are on a bye. Think about if they had to come to practice today.
I can't imagine.
I know they don't give you a bereavement excuse for not playing on Sunday. Because in 2012, you know, this happened, we were boarding the plane to Cincinnati when we found out about the Josh Brent accident and the death of teammate in the car, Jerry Brown. And it was almost unimaginable that they were going to play a game the next day. They were going to get on a plane as a team. And they ended up with a 2019 victory. And as I remember, final seconds, they won the game as if somebody was looking over them.
Right.
And it just made me flash back to that they had to play a game. And, you know, and they won in that fashion. And I just couldn't imagine this if they had to play on Sunday. It'd be unbelievable.
What all do you remember back in 2012, either immediately or in the aftermath of how the players were able to, like, I don't know, compartmentalize or however you want to describe it, playing football while kind of dealing with that?
Yeah. I mean, it might have been the quietest charter flight to a game, I think, as I could remember. And everybody trying to kind of, I mean, a lot of those guys might not have known until they showed up for the flight. I knew when I got there something was off because too many people were standing outside the plane. They weren't boarding, and it was, you know, the hour of boarding time. And it was like, oh, something's wrong.
Right.
And the fact that they were getting, I think, all the players, as I remember, on the plane. But as you know, the Cowboys travel people from the four TV stations and then somebody from each radio station, and they held them off the plane until, I think, Jason Garrett addressed everybody and then let them on. But, you know, it might have been the greatest coaching performance by Jason Garrett in his coaching career to rally that team to actually go out and play the way they did, you know, basically in honor of their teammate and, you know, the sorrow for Josh Brett, who had to go through that, knowing that, you know, the speeding and, you know, the fact that his partner next to him in the car passed away and it wasn't him. Boy, this one, it's right up there with that, I guarantee you.
I always did think at the time and since then that always felt like Jason Garrett's finest moment, you know, where he was the leader of men in that moment that you needed to make it to the other side.
You know, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, they're off. They're off until Monday.
Right.
And there's like hardly anybody here in the building.
Right.
And I don't know if my mind was trying to buffer myself, but I walked to the door to get in. And of course, I left my badge in the car. And so as I was dreading walking in the door,
yeah,
I said, okay, we got to recompose ourselves, go get the badge and come on in. And I could tell from the security guards that are around, you know, they knew, and they could see the look on my face, and it wasn't, hey, how you doing? You know, have a good morning. It was just open the door and no words were said. So yeah. And you guys, I mean, I heard it how it happened from you guys, and this might be, other than letting my wife know, the first people I've talked to.
Mickey, Alec, our producer, he was in the locker room. He got to see some things, and you know, we got the experience of watching him at training camp. You've been in that locker room a lot. Would you be able to help me kind of understand the person he was in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, he was such a kind of the undefensive lineman. He was just a really nice guy, cooperative with the media, though you could kind of tell, I wish I wasn't doing this, right? But he did it. And but he was just kind of a quiet guy, just a sweet soul. And, you know, it's one of those things that you never know what someone's going through.
Yeah.
And I could remember when Dak talked after his brother committed suicide,
yep,
and really opened up about, you know, how tough it was on him. And I remember somebody criticizing him in the media for being soft.
That guy's a chump.
And not being a leader, right? And I'm going, are you serious? And then we've seen And this has got to really hit home for Dak after him trying to put together the program to deal with mental illness like that, and to have this happen to a guy across the room from him, I bet he's devastated too.
Yep.
So it's going to take a while for this all to get processed here. But again, as I said, they don't cancel games. You know, the show's got to go on, and this is going to be a tough deal. You know, and you almost wish they were here, because then they would be together instead of having to process it by themselves. And I'm sure, you know, they're welcome to come in here. HR, you know, had already put out a notice about if anybody needs help, there'll be counselors here, people to talk to. But, you know, football players, you know, they're not going to come in and bare their hearts. And so you kind of almost wish they were here to talk with each other. And, you know, who knows? Some of them might have been off on a weekend trip or something to get away from football, get away from life.
Yeah. Do you think, because somebody texted this in, and I guess at the time I didn't really think about it at all. Do you think there should be some sort of revisiting of the NFL's bereavement policy? I get the Cowboys are in a bye right now, but like thinking back to the other story you told me, and the idea of like, hey, one of your teammates died, you need to go play. Like, that feels crazy to me.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they just don't cancel games, it seems like. I mean, if I remember correctly, you know, the games went on after 9/11.
Did they? I don't remember, but I'll take your word for that. I'm sure you're right.
And, you know, they might have canceled something the next week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I think you're right.
But, yeah, you know, it was, and I think there was, you know, regret that they didn't postpone that weekend. And if you remember, well, you don't. I had to read about it, but when President Kennedy got assassinated here,
right,
the Cowboys had to go to Cleveland and play on Sunday, and it happened on a Thursday, Friday, I believe it was. And you know, the story was when they showed up in Cleveland, they were persona non grata. They usually, when they got to the hotel, the bell captains and the caps helped them with their luggage getting out of the bus. They got totally ignored.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're from Dallas.
Yeah, and it was Dallas's fault. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's your fault because you lived in Dallas, and they blamed it on Dallas. But the game went on, and I remember, I think it was Pete Rozelle saying that they regretted having to make the teams play on Sunday, because when the Cowboys got to the stadium, up on the rooftops of the old stadium, there were armed guards standing, you know, at attention. And you know, they saw it all. And I remember, you know, Gallo's humor, you know, what, 50 years later, talking to guys about it, it's like who wants to be the first person to run out for player in introductions, right?
Right, right.
And I think they ran out with their helmets on. So, yeah, that was tough on them. They were told, if you're going out to dinner, you better go in a group and don't go far. Because, yeah, it was the Dallas Cowboys' fault for the assassination. So, yeah, those I mean, I know about that because I did a story on it. We did a documentary story on it. And then what happened to Josh Brent. So, yeah, and now this, it's just unimaginable. Because when I first heard it, no one knew, right? It's just that he unexpectedly passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the more you guys explained it, I was going, oh, this is getting worse and worse and worse and just unimaginable.
Is there, I just want, if there's, I know you're kind of processing it like we are, is there anything you want to say to the people? Anything just on your mind if you want to throw anything out there?
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is, you know, sometimes we get reminded in the worst way that it's a game, right? It's a game. It's not life or death. Who cares about your fantasy team, right?
Yeah.
You know, okay, they're 3-5-1. You know, my idea to get ahead for tomorrow was to come in and write about, well, here's where they stand. Here's what the, you know, standings look like.
Right.
Here's how many teams have a better record than them in the NFC. And this is probably what they got to do to, you know, at least have an opportunity to get the last wild card spot, if that's even possible. And we actually talked yesterday, the maybe the best way to get in the playoffs is if they can keep winning and the Eagles, you know, have a downfall and you win the East, and that's how you get in, because you only have to jump one team, not four teams, to get that last wild card position. And I was just going to explain it and say, you know, probably mission impossible, but
yeah,
you know, you never know with this crazy season, you got a chance. And then when this happens, it's like, well, that's moot. Who cares about football? It just, you know, and it's the thing that you don't see it coming. And I'm sure we've all gone through things in death. I know when my parents passed away, I realized death is never convenient. It happens on its own time, right? I was on the way to visit my dad when he passed away. I was covering the Super Bowl in Florida when my mom passed away the day before the game. So, yeah, I learned a hard lesson about those types of things and making sure. And you don't even have to get older to understand this, but if there's something you want to do, don't put it off. Go do it, because you ain't guaranteed tomorrow.
Well, then I want to tell you, Mickey, we talk with you pretty much every day, that we've been encouraging people to spread the word. I love having you on. I love talking with you every day, even when we piss you off or you piss us off. I appreciate the back and forth and the information and everything, and we're really glad that you're part of our show.
Well, I appreciate hearing that from you, and I feel the same way. And, you know, it's entertainment business. Not everybody agrees with everything. And
sure,
you know, sometimes we've got to learn, and this country's got to learn, that you better at least listen to both sides before being so vehement about disagreement.
Well, that is a damn fine message that I really hope gains traction today. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you next week then.
Yeah, on Monday.
Yep.
We'll kind of be back here for sure.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Now, Alec, we're potentially putting you in a tough spot, because coming up next would be the time we would do AM on the FM. And that feels like a lot. So I'm going to leave it up to you if you want to dive into that. If not, There's interesting stuff in baseball nuggets. We could go to the Mavs. I don't just want to be like, hey, Alec, I know we've been talking about this, so do your thing.
You know what? Let's try to brighten the mood a little bit. We'll roll with it. We've got the question of the day, plus polygraph tests and baseball. How do they go together? Next on The Fan.
Can't see masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, this is probably not the best way to do this, but this is how we're going to do this real quick. From the 972, the 214, I see your message, and it said, I literally have no one, not a single person I can talk to. Yes, you do. You have us. I'm going to text you my phone number right now. All right? Sorry, it has been a weird day. We are also getting used to our new studios. It has been a weird day. I'm going to respond to you right now. You have somebody. You have people that you can talk to. And if you don't, let me volunteer. I'll be number one.
All right.
And just the first person, not the best person. Because as soon as you get more people,
I think you're the best person to talk to.
Oh, okay.
Well, I love talking to you, man.
Thank you very much.
You're my daily dose of mental health.
We are going to make a big pivot here. So, Corey, I don't know if this is what you were thinking. A lot of pressure on Alec Medford right
here. Good luck, buddy.
Like, a lot of pressure.
Here we go.
Like, whatever amount of pressure you're thinking of, it's probably more. Because we've been serious and stoic all day, and now it's your turn. So, again, a lot of pressure on you. I hope it goes okay. Good luck, buddy.
Well, thanks, man, because it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please,
do not
push
the button. You have no idea of what it.
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Oh, crap. I forgot my sandwich. This is my sandwich time.
Yeah, because Corey checks out when I speak.
I don't check out. I just know I can eat.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Now I know what that's about, too. I'm sorry for messing up the intro. Do you want me to go get my sandwich while you talk?
That's up to you.
I'll stay here.
You have free will. You're a grown man.
That was a trick. I think he'd be very offended if you just walked off. Like that one time we had Chris Jericho in studio, and in the middle of a segment, Sean got up, walked out of the studio to get a cup of coffee. And I really thought Chris Jericho was going to kill him. It was awesome.
Would have been kind of warranted there. I would have felt disrespected too. But we got the question of the day plus polygraphs and baseballs. How do they match up? I'll tell you here in just
Altuve.
A little bit. Yeah, exactly. Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, maybe, you know. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. It's not in the way that you think, though. It's actually a really interesting story. And if you like big dollar amounts, too, being thrown around.
You know that I do.
Yeah.
Peace-a-thon coming up. I've renewed my interest in us hitting $100,000. I think we can do it.
Ooh, I'm so excited. And I'm excited because for the second half of Peace-a-thon, I will be out there.
What?
Yeah.
So, I already knew that.
Yeah, exactly. But at noon, I will hit the road. I will leave here, hit the road, and hang out with y'all for the rest of the show. So,
at RJ Dukes?
Yes. So I'm so excited for that. But the question of the day was going to be something nonsensical and totally different. But we're going to pivot here because of the events that happened today. Obviously, if you missed the news, it's a tough day for Cowboys fans. Marshawn Kneeland has died. And it's weird, it's tough unpacking it, but we're trying to spread the message of taking care of one another, of taking care of ourselves, most importantly. I've asked variations of this question before, but I feel like it's very prevalent today. I want to know, what is something you are doing lately or you plan on doing to take care of yourself? Something nice you're going to do for yourself. 877-881-1053, because for me, I'll lead off here. We've said it a few times now. Everybody knows. You can probably tell by some of the things we're working through here that we're in a new building. So I changed up my schedule a little bit because Corey knows this well. I have to start my day with a workout or my day is thrown off. It is completely thrown off and I need to get that in. So usually what I do is I wake up and I work out immediately, but we have a nice, beautiful gym here in the building at the new studio. So I woke up a little bit later, ate breakfast, came up here and I got my workout in before the show. And Trust me, I'm stressed, I'm confused, there are things happening that I don't understand and that I am working through as we speak, but everything's good right now. But you know what the number one priority for me was to make sure I got that workout in, and I was like, okay, I can breathe. I can breathe and take on the day, and then I found out the news and everything after, but I was like, man, at least I started my day off the way that I need to know that I'm going to have an okay day. At minimum, I'm going to have an okay day.
Yeah, because, and this is, I've changed my schedule up a little, Alec, in that my son woke up at 5 o'clock every morning to go to football, so I was like, I'm already up. I might as well go to the gym before the show. Well, now I'm like, I can stay up a little later and sleep in an hour later, and I can go after the show. But sometimes things happen.
Yeah.
Right? In the middle of the day, and you're like, oh, no! Yeah. I can't get my workout in. And so you have to try and figure out how to squeeze it in. But that is part of it. I look forward to it every day. It's something that I'm just excited about. And I will tell you, I did know the news earlier this morning. I didn't want to mess with Alex's workout because I know that's part of his mental health part, too. I get it because I go in the gym, put the earbuds in, listen to G-Bag or listen to show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On an RJ, and I get into my place, and I'm happy. I'm feel, you know, when you start pushing weight around, your body just, it's, what are the, what's the... the thing that's the dopamine or whatever.
Yeah.
It starts pumping through your body. It makes you feel good.
What is that word? Is it dopamine? There's another
serotonin
word.
Serotonin, maybe?
Serotonin, yeah. There you go. So it starts pumping through, and you start feeling good, and then you walk out of the gym and feel good, too. Yeah. It's a great way. It really is. Whatever it is that you like to do, activities. And one of the things, too, is we're built like we are built with all this adrenaline in our bodies anyway, because naturally, Kevin, we were supposed to run from dinosaurs and stuff. So, we had to learn how to do that. And so that now we don't have to run from dinosaurs. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh.
The dinosaurs aren't real anymore. So now.
I mean, they are real. They're just extinct.
But it's just in our system. So we got to get it out somehow, and the gym's a way to do it.
So, a couple things. First of all, We Love You, Jesus, is Colby Tolbert is just outside.
What?
But I just wanted to come on and say, we love you, Jesus. And so a couple of other things. Somebody said they bought themselves some fan merchandise for their birthday. If you come on down to the Taco Bueno in Waxahachie tomorrow off of 287, I have extra cool stuff that is definitely from my personal collection.
Ooh.
That we'll be giving out in addition to our regular giveaways. And Alec, you probably could have guessed this.
Endorphins!
Oh, there you go.
Endorphins.
It's good timing.
Don't they swim in the ocean?
Those are endolphins.
Oh.
So,
dang it.
It helps me. Dallas Card Show starts today. I'll be out there tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, it does.
Because you know what I like? I like two things. First of all, I like buying things. Also, I like looking at things that I could never conceivably afford in my entire life.
That is a weird thing that I like, too.
It is. It's because I remember walking up, and it was in, like, this thick block brick holder that if you hit somebody with it, oh my goodness, that would have been a crime. But they said this is like the best Messi card in the world, and it was $750,000. And I made the joke before when he said, do you want to hold it? I was like, yeah. And I thought, how fast can I run?
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized I'd probably be caught because I talked about it on air and everything like that. Plus, I learned
they were already watching you
from my previous, because of my previous stealing.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to not only get the things that you want, collect what you want or collect what you think is fun, but also see things that you're like, okay, could I afford that? Maybe not, but there are a lot of people in there that can and do, and the amount of cash you see just get dropped on the table at times, astonishing.
Working out I think is a huge deal. Going shopping for things that you can't afford can be fun. My thing that I'd like whenever I'm had my mental break, my point of I need to get away, I will take the day to go like, I'll go walk through Callaway's nursery where all the plants are, or an arboretum or something like that, because they're such calming places.
The arboretum is one of my wife's favorite places, and the displays that they put up for the 12 days of Christmas, top notch.
And their Thanksgiving stuff, their fall fest area stuff is really fun. But like going to Callaway's and just, I walk by plants and just kind of run my fingers along the leaves. It's something that, it gives me something texture-wise, and also is a calming place to be.
Be honest with me.
Home Depot is not.
Be honest.
But I do like Home Depot.
Corey, I'm going to need you to be honest. Well, do you run your hands over the plants lovingly because you saw that Mark Wahlberg movie and you're afraid that the plants
will come after me?
Yeah, if you've never seen it, it's him and Deschanel just really miscast. And there's just this moment where Mark Wahlberg goes, it's the plants! And you're just like, what?
What's happening?
That's what I waited 45 minutes for or whatever. Screw you, M. Night Shyamalan!
Mark Wahlberg's best acting was his eyebrow raising in that movie. Like, that was about it. Because it was bad. It was bad.
One very specific
thing. I don't know why they cast the movie like that. And I hope somebody there was like, this is not going to work. You still have time. Like, you still have time to fix this. It's
You guys have absolutely obliterated the text line, which I appreciate. 877-881-1053. Something you're doing to take care of yourself here in a time that we could all deserve a little bit of self-care here. There's plenty to read, but there's one I really want to highlight here from the 918. They say, I finished up chemotherapy back in September. I've been working out at my company gym now to rebuild myself. First time I've seriously worked out in over 10 years. It feels great. You guys are making today bearable. Thank you for all of your honest talk.
Did you see the one from the 806? I mean, first of all, that's freaking amazing. You know what I watch a lot of videos of? I watch a lot of videos of puppies and babies together because it's just the most heartwarming thing. But like, if I ever see when like the hospital staff is around for somebody to ring the bell, like,
yes,
it takes a damn robot not to cry at those videos.
Yeah, I love those videos. And I know I'm doing it to myself. Like, I can keep swiping Mark when that. I see him on TikTok. No, that is not happening. For all you know, I don't have the ability to
you
pull
know
audio.
What? I actually, I think
maybe
that
I'm
could
lying
be
to
right.
you. Maybe I'm lying to you.
From the 806, for me, I'm 48 days sober, never felt better. Look, we talk about this all the time. Every day is another chance to try to change things that you don't like.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to take that advice heart myself.
I like that. I like that. And we're going to save the baseball story for another time because I feel like this just was better use of my time. Appreciate all the honesty. I'm going to get back to a lot of you during the break through the text line because I feel like a lot of you deserve to feel seen because you are being very honest, and I very much appreciate you opening up a little bit. And that is AM on the FM.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, we'll update people who are not familiar with, by the way, people are telling us that movie was named The Happening.
Yes, The Happening.
That sounds right. Be careful.
It did happen.
Make sure you type that out correctly or you might get something totally different.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Coming up, liar. Coming up next, we're going to do Gridiron. We're going to power rank the quarterback power rankings next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
Now,
how do you say that in Spanish?
I wish Mike was here. He'd know the answer.
Oh, he wouldn't?
No comprende.
No,
he is studying Spanish with Reggie, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
He's been working on it. He's doing a good job.
If you type it in to the fan text, I'll read it. You know what?
Please.
I'll run it through a translator and then read it, maybe.
Okay, because I was really nervous about that other one. So, you know, unfortunately, obviously, the biggest story of the day, week, month, you know, could turn out to be the biggest story of the year is the death of Marshawn Nyland and of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot at the age of 24 after a high-speed chase with the police. We have talked about that, you know, a whole lot today, and we're trying to bring, like, a little bit of normalcy here and there, back to the program. So we'll talk about it again in just a sec, in a little bit. But wanted to throw out a little bit of gridiron right here.
I like it.
You want to power rank the quarterback power rankings?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, it is a little bit of a tough deal because you have the USA Today, but I believe, if I remember correctly, you have hated the USA Today quarterback power rankings.
Yeah, they just haven't felt right.
Okay, then let's go with CBS.
Okay.
Who is the worst starting quarterback in all of the lands?
At the moment, it's got to be between whoever Cleveland's quarterback is going to be.
Still Dylan Gabriel.
All right. And Cam Ward, unfortunately. And I expect more from Cam Ward. And I know he does, too.
I think you've left out a key component of Tyler Shuck.
Oh, really?
But he's only 30. So Tyler Shuck, 30.
He's 30 years old?
Yeah, on the power rankings.
He feels 30 years old.
Dylan Gabriel. Feels rude. Dylan Gabriel's 31 and Cam Ward dead last. But remember, when he gets it together, the rest of the league is
better
in trouble.
Watch out, dude.
Where would you put Dak Prescott?
Unfortunately, this outing wasn't great. You know, this last outing, just off the offense just looked out of sync altogether. Offensive line was the start. So I'd probably have him 10. You know, somewhere in the, because he was playing very well. Anybody that wants to act like he wasn't, I mean, that's fine. He was playing very well.
Right.
And, this past week, they got him. And you know what? Quite honestly, the week before, Denver had its number two because Denver is a damn good defense.
Do you think it's fair he's 12? Does that seem right to you?
Let's see who's in front of him then.
Okay.
Because I think that matters.
All right. Aaron Rodgers.
I could put them on equal footing.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers' numbers are actually pretty good.
Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's 10.
He did, his last two games were kind of what? He's still the center of the universe for Tampa.
Right.
But they struggled a little bit right before their bye week.
Some bold moves from the CBS. They have Patrick Mahomes at 9. They dropped him from 1 to 9. But safe to say, he's ahead of Dak.
It wasn't, if he had made the comeback, if they had completed that comeback at the end of the game.
You think he would have stayed 1?
He would have, yes. Because, Kevin, we use Boogeyman when talking about Brian Flores a lot.
Right.
But he does that in the final 40 seconds of that game, and you're just like, he is the Boogeyman. Like, he is the zombie that won't go away. He's Michael Myers.
Now, I'm going to see if you disagree with any of the rest of these. Jordan Love, Sam Darnold, Jared Goff. Any issues there?
No.
Okay. Matthew Stafford.
Jordan Love had a struggle this week. Did he go up or down?
He went down 3
okay,
spots.
Okay, that's fair because he was in my honorable mention for misses of the week. Sam Darnold's first half should put him at number 1, though.
Okay. I think you're going to have a real issue with one of these.
But it was Washington.
But it was still incredible.
Washington is miserable right now.
No, I hear you.
Okay.
The top 5 goes like this. Matthew Stafford, Jalen Hurts, Drake May.
Well, Matthew Stafford's 1?
No, Matthew Stafford's 5.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have him there.
Lamar Jackson's 2.
What? I would have Matthew Stafford above Lamar Jackson right now.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. Drake May, top 3 makes sense to me. What was it all again?
Josh Allen's 1. So starting at 1,
okay.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Drake May, Jalen Hurts, and then Matthew Stafford.
I would have Matthew Stafford higher. I might even put him 1, but the way Josh Allen played in that game against Kansas City, that was the highlight of the weekend. That makes a lot of sense. But I would probably have Allen, then Stafford, then Drake May, then Lamar and Jalen.
I knew this was probably the way to go then because USA Today has Matthew Stafford at number 10.
Are they watching the same football we're watching?
Maybe not.
They just don't want to give the LA that much love right now because they're getting all the Dodgers love?
I don't know because they have Sam Darnold 1. So it's not like they're not making bold decisions.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
All right. Other news for you. The Jets, in the midst of their fire sale, the report is they rejected an offer from the Chiefs for Breece Hall.
Really?
How mad do you think Breece Hall is?
Furious.
Today?
He's like, I don't want to be part of the rebuild. I was part of the rebuild.
Yeah.
He was like, I was an essential draft pick for the rebuild.
Right.
And now y'all are going to make me go through the rebuild again.
Right.
Which is what Quinnen Williams was like, I ain't doing that again.
Right.
No, and that's unfortunate for him. I did think he looked a little thicker this year. I'm not fat shaming, I promise you. He just had a different body this year. But he's still a damn fine running back.
Now, a couple more things. You got Raiders and Broncos tonight. I don't know how much interest you have in that game. But this was fascinating. You know, yesterday I said that it looked like Kyler Murray had been benched. He's been placed on the injured reserve with a foot injury. So he will be out for at least the next four games. The Cardinals did say they believe he can be back this year. But it was more of an injury issue than anything else. And then another injury issue is CJ Stroud is going to miss the game this weekend against the Jags, which is essentially for the Texans a must win if you want to win the division for a third straight time. Like, there's still a path for them to, like, make the playoffs. But if you want to win the division, it really feels like they need to win this game. They will have to do so without CJ Stroud.
Dude. So you're telling me that Davis Mills is on that list ahead of Dylan Gabriel and Tyler Shuck?
You know what?
And Cam Ward, they love Davis Mills that
take
much.
A look at that again. Maybe
he got a lot of neck.
Maybe they, I don't
a
know.
A lot of neck on
I
that man.
I don't
maybe.
Know if that is how it gets.
I don't think that's a bad thing. All right.
Judged.
I'm just saying there is a lot of it.
Maybe they put this out like right before that news came out.
Okay.
That's the only thing I could think
There's
of.
There's a possibility too, Kevin, that they're like, I mean, if a quarterback sneak comes, that guy has about a foot of neck there. So
no, they have Davis Mills at 29.
See? That's weird.
Just ahead of Marcus Mariota and Tua.
Huh? Okay. All right. I hate that for CJ Stroud. That line wasn't helping him. That defense is elite.
Sure.
His defense is on fire right now.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's one of those, like, when we were talking about the Cowboys and how good the Cowboys offense was, but the defense couldn't help him. And it was completely reversed in Houston.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to do our best to get a lot of content going in one block. All right, we're going to do some baseball nuggets. Maybe we'll throw out some more football issues for you as well. We're going to try to cram a lot of content in next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.